ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय, देवकी नंदनाय च, नंद गोप कुमाराय, गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
हरे कृष्णा। सो वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू एंड थैंकफुल टू आई एम थैंकफुल टू यू फॉर कॉलिंग मी हियर टू बी अमंग्स यू। सो टुडे वी विल रीड फ्रॉम 14th चैप्टर ऑफ भगवद गीता। Chapter entitled The Three Modes of Material Nature and verse number 14 and 15.
Yada sattve pravruddhe tu pralayam yati deha bruta tadottam avidam lokan amalan pratipadyate.
When one dies in the mode of goodness, he attains the pure higher planets of the great sages. One in goodness attains higher planetary systems like Brahmaloka or Janaloka, and there enjoys godly happiness. The word Amalan is significant. It means free from modes of passion and ignorance. There are impurities in the material world, but the mode of goodness is the purest form of existence in the material world. There are different kinds of planets for different kinds of living entities. Those who die in the mode of goodness are elevated to the planets where great sages and great devotees live.
Rajasi pralayam gatva karma sangeshu jayate तथा प्रलीनस्तमसी मूढ़योनिषु जायते।
When one dies in the mode of passion, he takes birth among those engaged in fruitive activities. When one dies in the mode of ignorance, he takes birth in the animal kingdom. Some people have the impression that when the soul reaches platform of human life, he never goes down again. This is incorrect. According to this verse, if one develops the mode of ignorance, after his death he is degraded to an animal life. From there one has to again elevate himself or herself by the evolutionary process to come again to the platform of human life. Therefore, those who are actually serious about human life should take the mode of goodness and in the good association transcend the modes of material nature and become situated in Krishna consciousness. This is the aim of human life. Otherwise, there is no guarantee that a human being will again attain a human status. Hare Krishna. ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुर उन्मिलितम येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकम्। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। So I was told to speak about soul and the transmigration of soul. Is that okay? The soul and the transmigration of soul. So few tips are given here. Where the soul, you have tissue paper by any chance? Just forgot my napkin in the car only. So first of all, we should understand that the soul is the eternal part of the Lord. Soul never dies. First understanding should be there that the soul is eternal and soul never takes birth and never dies. Soul never becomes old, never gets diseased. What takes birth, grows old, gets diseased and dies is the body, not the soul. So soul only travels from one place to another, from one body to another body. Now, soul has got two kinds of body in which it travels. One body is what I see, different bodies, very clearly distinguished from each other. We can identify one from another. And that is called gross body. That is made of earth, water, air, fire, ether. The gross elements. Pancha Mahabhuta. And then there is Sukshma Deha, subtle body, which is made up of mind, intelligence and ego. That is the next body. What I see is the gross body, and within that is subtle body, which I don't see with my eyes made of these five elements. And beyond that is a soul, on which this is the covering. The first covering on the soul is ego, next covering is intelligence, next covering is mind, and then the gross body. So what is death? When ordinarily death occurs, when you see your neighbor or your friend or somebody, a known person dies, and you go to see, you see that person is there. According to you, he is there, but his physical body is there. What is not there is he. And when you say he is gone, that means he has gone with his subtle body. His mind, intelligence, ego has taken him to next destination. So this mind, intelligence, ego is traveling from place to place and then making the soul accept another gross body. So right now, if you are a human body, you have mind, body, intelligence. But if we act as some lower animal, suppose we in the human body behave, imitating some other animal, for example. How we can do that? You will say, how it is possible? We are human beings. But when we eat flesh, we are imitating wild animals. We should know it very clearly. When we are eating flesh of other living entities like fish or birds like chicken or animals like goats and other animals, we are actually acting like wild carnivorous animals. So if you are so fond of carnivorous animals' activities, then God will give you carnivorous body so that you can fulfill your body, fulfill your desire without having any karmic reaction. Now if you behave in a carnivorous manner, you have karma and you have to suffer the reaction of your karma. But in the body of a tiger, who is a carnivorous animal, he does not have any reaction when he kills animals and eats their raw flesh. Same way, when a cow eats grass, she doesn't have any karma. So everybody except human beings have karmic reactions. So God will see, what are you imitating? Then God will give accordingly. If we are seen to be working hard like donkey just to maintain our body, then what will become? Any guess? We may become donkey. We don't know. If we are fond of eating too much and we are never happy, we want to eat more and more and more, and we feel, why the Lord has given us such a small stomach to me? I wish I can go on and on and on day and night, 24 hours eating and eating and eating. So what is the chance that we will become? We will become elephant. But elephant eats in tons. Sometimes 500 kilo as breakfast. You don't know. So if we think we should go on eating, eating and eating, then God will give you a body which is suitable for your desire. It is not His fault. He is not choosing what body you should have. You are deciding what body you want to have. And you always dream that I want to fly and fly and fly. Look at the birds. They're so lucky. They just fly in the sky, have an aerial view of everything. I am always having two-dimensional earthly view. The bird can go on that 110th floor and see what's happening down and fly over my train, fly over my car. So always dreaming, children are dreaming, I wish I was a bird. So then you may become a bird. You're too fond of flying. You're too fond of swimming, remaining underwater. Then you become a aquatic maybe. Something that you like to. If you like a fish which is very colorful in body and which is very graciously swimming in the tank, and you get too much allured, I wish I would swim like this, so beautifully and gracefully. Then God will fulfill our desire by giving us a fish body. But when you become fish, you may have to eat worms, you may have to eat smaller fish. There is no karma involved. But if you are a human being and you eat fish, again, one can become fish. It's very clearly mentioned in scriptures. I am not trying to make my own statement. If you eat fish, you will become fish. To suffer the pain that the fish suffered in making you eat him. There was one doctor who became devotee. He was my teacher in my college. And then we became very friendly with his family also. So he had a very small son. So one time, we were all at home and another friend had come, doctor friend. And he was like a non-veg eater, he was also drinking wine and everything. So in discussion it came, the doctor friend of mine was preaching him, you know, don't eat fish, don't eat non-veg and don't do all these things, you will go to hell. Suddenly the small boy said, uncle, if you eat fish, you will become fish next life. So, it's a fact. So this is one journey of the soul. If in a human life, watch your thoughts very carefully, because your thoughts will lead you to words and those words will lead you to actions. Do you have a seat? Please come. So I will repeat again, if watch your thoughts because they will become words very soon. Watch your words because they will become actions very soon. Watch your actions because they will become habit very soon. And watch your habits because they will become your character very soon. Where it all began? With the thoughts, with desires. So if you don't watch your desires now, soon it will become your character. And if you don't watch your action now, forget character, you may take birth as that in next life. That will bring you back again. If you see a beautiful picture of jewelry advertisement, what is happening outside? So keep it open, please. I am having very much of hot. So, what I was telling? If you do not watch your thoughts today and they go unchecked, that means you are already designing your next body. In fact, whatever you are even desiring willfully, plan in a planned manner, in an organized way, if you want to think something, you are all the time designing your next body. How will you come again? If you become too much envious, too much greedy, too much bodily conscious and too much specifically desiring something, you will bring yourself back in the same situation. So one journey is, while you are in human body, you are thinking something, sometimes willingly, sometimes environment makes you think like this because you choose a particular environment to go to and be with. Sometimes you think with your plan, I want to think like this. But we have to be very careful because your thoughts will lead to you the next life in the material world. So there are many, many different kinds of activities. For example, it is mentioned in the 14.14 which we read, It is said that if one cultivates mood of goodness, that is sattva guna, then he will go to heavenly planets. What are heavenly planets? Heavenly planets are of seven types, beginning with Brahmaloka, just above the earth planet. So there are seven planets up. Eighth is human being, where we all live on earth. And there are six more, that is Patala Loka. That is called as hellish planets. Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Patala, Rasatala, like that. So now what happens is when you perform pious activities, sometimes we define them as karmakanda. Karmakanda means something you do and you get something. You have something in mind, the fruit. Fruitive activities. So when you perform such activities and they are good in nature, or helping in nature to others or to society, to nature in the world, then at the end of your life you will go to planets of demigods to enjoy the fruits of your actions. Because they are good activities. You have helped somebody, helped the blind people, maybe widows, maybe orphans, maybe destitutes, maybe poor, maybe uneducated, maybe unclothed, hungry, all kinds of people you have helped. You have been very kind with them. But not necessarily for the sake of God, for the sake of your own kindness. You feel very kind to them. So when you collect all kinds of activity, then your heaps of activities are collected and you die, then you take birth in the heavenly planet to enjoy the beautiful results of your activities in heavenly planets, along with the demigods. And the body that you receive there is a very beautiful body. It doesn't smell bad. It is fragrant up to 2.5 miles around you. It has got no drainage system, like no stool and urine, no mucus, no pus, no stool. That kind of body we get. Beautiful body. Plus everybody is fragrant. So if 50 of us sitting over here, there will be 50 different smells mixing with each other, making the atmosphere so aromatic. And the apsaras and the Nandanvan and the beautiful misty atmosphere, the best temperature, the best of all beauties which don't decay with time, the company of such people, and the beautiful dances, beautiful arts, beautiful music, beautiful composition, you know, so many things I can't go on describing here. But there's one problem there. Birth and death still exist there. Still you have to die one day and you will take birth there one day. And another problem is there. Kshane punye martaloke vishanti. As you enjoy, your stock of good activities will go on decreasing. And when it completely finishes, you have to come back again to the basic station. Sort of difficult, mamla. Because I have gone there thinking that, oh, so wonderful, I love to be here, it's so nice, so fragrant, such nice looking, beautiful people I never seen in my life before on earth. I wish I live here forever, but one day, get out, because your pious activity is finished. If you are sitting in a Boeing 747, going to straight from here to, say, New York, sometimes 18 hours, straight flight. Sometimes 100,000 liters of petrol is filled in that. And you feel, my God, 2 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours, 18 hours, the flight is still flying in the sky. So you wish that, I wish I just keep flying only. Then what happens? The petrol ends. And there are no petrol pumps in the sky. Okay? To fill there and keep flying. Then what do you have to do? You have to come down. However you desire, you have to come down on earth again. Again you fill up, again you can fly. But every time you fill up and it gets exhausted, you have to come down again. So similarly, when your fuel of pious activities is finished, you have to come down again to earth and take birth here. Similarly, the life in hell also is not permanent. There also there is a body which is very painful, gives you a lot of pain. It's called Yatana Sharir. Yatana Sharir is a body of pains. Heavenly body is called as Bhoga Sharira, body of happiness, body of pleasure. There is no pain receptors in that body. In the nervous system of demigod body, no pain receptors. Exactly opposite the nervous system of the Yatana Sharir, no happiness receptors, only pain receptors. Even if you are around happiness, but you will not feel happiness, only pain you will perceive. Yatana Sharir. And there also, till the stock of your bad activities exist, you remain there. When the bad activities are, punishment is given to you, you suffer, and then again you come back on earthly planet. So wherever you go, you have to come back here. There are some buildings which has got 7 floors, ground floor, and 3 basements. Wherever you are, if you have to get out of the building, where you have to go? Ground floor. You may choose to jump from 7th floor. That is your choice, but that's not a bona fide way. If you want a bona fide way to get out, is on the ground floor. Whether basement, P1, P2, or whatever, you have to come up and go, get out of the ground floor. So this is like ground floor, the earthly planet. And from here only there is a gate to go, a road to go to the planet of Sri Krishna, Supreme Lord. Wherever, out of this Brahmanda, out of this whole creation, the only route is from earth. So I told you about how one goes to heaven, how one goes to hell. How one comes back to earth, I told you, because he has to come back here. Suppose one life is filled with many good activities and many bad activities. And many activities imitating animals and birds and aquatics and XYZ. Then what will happen to that person? Very complicated. He will have to take birth in heaven for some time and enjoy and come back. He has to go to hell and suffer and come back. He has to come on earth maybe first time with elephant body, then with aquatic body, then with a tree body, then with... Anybody knows how one gets tree body? Any idea? Farthest, faintest idea. I must tell you how one acquires a tree body. You have heard na Bollywood, Tollywood, all these woods you have heard na? All that leads to wood again. Do you know this logic? It's funny, but it's very deep and serious. We may laugh to heart's content, but it's a very serious statement made in joking manner. What happens in Tollywood, Bollywood or Hollywood? Minimum and more minimum clothes that they wear. And more exposure. Human life is supposed to be fully covered with clothes. Animal life is other end fully naked. So the lesser clothes one wears and more exposes one's body, you are traveling towards animal life. And finally to tree life. So if you are a Hollywood actress or a Bollywood actress and you take great pride in exhibiting your body and wear minimum amount of dress, the wood is ready for you. One becomes wood, that means one becomes tree. Why the two sons of Kubera became trees? Every year we hear the story in the Kartik, oh, the two trees, you know, Gopal's garden did a drama with two trees falling down and then Krishna pulling it with a mortar. And the demigods appear. Why? What happened? Why they became trees? Why they didn't become elephant? They became trees, but because they were naked and drunk in front of Narad Muni. And they didn't care. They continued being naked. There were also many ladies who were naked, but they saw Narad Muni and covered themselves immediately. But these two intoxicated men continued to remain naked and didn't care. So what Narad Muni said, you are so fond of being naked, you become tree. It's just not a story. It's instruction to all of us. Beware of your dresses. Whenever you dress in a way that you want to exhibit your beauty to others, your journey is towards the trees. Please understand. When we are dressed up fully, you don't become trees. And trees means padapa. You eat from your legs, not from your tongue. Padapa means your food goes from your legs through roots. And you don't move, you have to stand there. People will cut you and still you can't do anything. No protection, no cry, no hue and no cry. So these are the journeys that we are all entitled to. Please understand, even if I don't believe, who cares if I don't believe? Law is law. Nobody can escape the law just by not believing in it. Right? You come 1 hour late and you expect to have a full day attendance. Not possible. Law is law. You go early half day. And I expect to attend a full day. Not possible. It's like that. Law is simple. On paper it is mentioned, whether you believe or don't believe, it will be implicated, it will be applied to you. And then I mentioned to you how one becomes animals, how one becomes trees, how one becomes birds. Right? So a one life filled with variety of activities will yield many, many, many unlimited lives till we are given reactions of every thought and action that we have done. So I always tell in my lecture of eating with intelligence. That one 2.5 hour seminar is there. I always explain that for one life of eating non-veg, how many lives we come on earth again and again? We become crabs, we become fish, we become prawns, and we become goats, and we become cows, and we become pigeons, and we become rabbits, because whatever we have eaten, we have to become. And therefore, alcohol, we'll have to go to suffer in one planet where they will drink you, make you drink molten iron. If we have illicit sex, they will make us embrace an iron hot form of a woman, you know, and make us go through all that illicit sex reactions, then intoxication, then gambling. All, everything has had its own planet to suffer and enjoy. So millions of life will come again to complete only the level of reactions of one lifetime. And we again come back to human being after all that long journey and still commit the same sinful activities, then what will happen? Again will that one life will result into millions of other lifetimes to make us suffer. And this is a true situation, and all this is described in details in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Everything very graphically has been described. When you do X activity, what happens to you? Yes, everything is explained. Then comes the journey of an impersonalist, one who considers Lord as energy or light. He doesn't believe the Lord as a person. He feels that koi vyakti vyakti kuch nahi hai. It's a light, you know. Lord is light, peaceful condition. And in the end, you have to become one with the light. All those people will become one with the light. And what is that light? The light called is Brahmajyoti. That Brahmajyoti is coming out from the body of Krishna. Blue light which emanates all over the spiritual and the material creation. Everywhere, all Brahmandas, all Vaikunthas, all the other planets, heavenly, earthly, everything is covered by that blue light. And at one point of time, it is covered with cloud and there's darkness. And in that darkness, all of us live. And in this darkness area, we need sun and the moon to give light. That is material world. And beyond this, there is spiritual world, which is always lit. There is no sun and moon there. So, chashanko na pavakaha. There is no agni or light, sun or a moon required to give light to you. It's always lit by the effulgence of the Lord's body. And that effulgence is not a person. Is tube light, the light that tube light is giving, is a person? No, even tube light is not a person. It's all artificial. So when you see sunlight outside, it's not a person. The sun is, the sun god in sun planet is a person. Even the sun is not a person. Sun is a planet in which the king called Vivaswan lives. He is the person from whom the light comes, which the planet reflects, and which you get on the earth after many years. Now you are getting light which is of 165-year-old. Traveling for millions of kilometers and miles. So, if you somehow think by mistake or by misfortune that Lord is not a person and He is a energy, then we will receive that merging position in Brahma Jyoti. Lord is transcendence, Lord is light, and you will become one with that. But Bhagavatam explains that those who go in Brahma Jyoti, they fall down again. Because we should understand our nature is Sat, Chit, Ananda. Three, Sat, Chit and Ananda. These three are all very important angas of our personality. We are not only Sat, we are also Chit and Ananda. Sat means eternity, Chit means all knowledge, and Ananda means happiness. All three together you and me are formed of. And Brahma Jyoti is manifestation of only Sat. The eternity of the Lord, the eternal potency of the Lord is manifested as Brahma Jyoti. So when you go there, only your being eternal desire is fulfilled. One of the natures of yours is fulfilled there, but knowledge, ananda, activity, relationships, interactions, happiness is not there. So again, one in search of happiness and knowledge comes down, accepts another body, and then does activity again here. We are people, we are not energies and machines. We are not microphones, we are not stands, we are not speakers, we are not tube lights. We are human beings, we need interaction, we need love, we need relationships. And our main happiness is through relationship. We think that we will become happy with mobiles and computers. But actually we don't. We become happy with people who love us, who interact with us, who give us happiness through their wonderful actions. You may search there in the husband or your children, your neighbor, your brother, a sister, a mother, a father, but you need people. Sometimes you don't get it from people, you get it from animals like dogs and cats, and we keep them as pet so that you need interaction. Because animals also do express love to you. They express that satisfaction and that welcome and that licking, and that you feel satisfied when they receive you at home when you go. So living entities are important, and they are not there in Brahma Jyoti. They are there, but they have lost their individuality. So they can't interact. So they come back again. Then, those who are devotees of the Lord, who see the Lord as a person, but see Him with awe and reverence. Oh my Lord, oh my worshipable Lord, oh my venerable Lord, You are so great and majestic, I love You. I am Your servant, I want to serve You. Then such souls will go to Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha is a place where the Lord is with awe and reverence, with full Aishwarya, full majesty. You can't go and say, oh, Vaikunthanath, let's go and play marbles, you know. Let's go and play Viti Dandu. You can't do that. It's like as much as you can't go and tell Narendra Modi, let's go and fly kites on Makar Sankranti in Gujarat. You know, I am Gujarati, you are Gujarati, let's go. Aisa nahi hota hai na. Because however, he will love to fly kites, he will fly kites with his people around in seclusion. He will not fly kites with you and me. However, we are experts and he may be expert. Because there is awe and reverence. He has some position and I have some position and I have awe and reverence for him. Although I desire, I cannot do that. But his son can do it. If he is married, his son and says, Papa, patang udana hai, toh he will go and fly kites with him. But aam aadmi cannot do that. So in Vaikuntha, only awe and reverence and service. But there is one more planet beyond that. That is Shuddha Bhakti. Shuddha Bhakti gives you an understanding of the Lord beyond being a servant. You can become a friend of the Lord. You can become mother of the Lord. You can become father of the Lord. You can become maid servant. You can become dhatri. That means motherly maid of the Lord. You can become father. You can become a lover of the Lord. And in that position, you will forget that Lord is Lord and you will just interact with Him as friend or as son or as a daughter or whatever, as a girlfriend, boyfriend, like that. And that is Golok Vrindavan. So if one develops desire to be with the Lord as a friend and perfects his life in this mood, then he will go in the Golok Vrindavan, right? In between there are three planets called as Dwarka, Ayodhya and Mathura. Spiritually, beyond Vaikuntha. There is some general Vaikuntha atmosphere and many, many unlimited Vaikuntha planets are there. Beyond that, there are very specific, more developed Vaikunthas called Dwarka and Ayodhya and Mathura. Where specifically Dwarkadish Lord is there, or Lord Ramchandra in Ayodhya is there, or Mathura Krishna is there. But all awe and reverence, but more specific. So Hanumanji will go to Ayodhya. Uddhava will go to Dwarka. And Devaki will go to Mathura. Vasudev will go to Mathura. But Nanda Maharaj will not go to Mathura. He will go to Golok Vrindavan. That is their eternal position, right? There is one more category of people who work hard to get mystic powers. It's very tempting, no? Mystic powers. So I come here and I move my hand like this and all your old age goes away. You become young again. Or you being a cancer patient, I just move my hand like this and all cancer gone, X-ray, sonography, CT scan, PET scan, everything normal. You will love to have that kind of power, right? Somebody wants to become 15-year-old again. I just 15. Again, once more, 10. 10-year-old. It's called mystic power. And there are people who are practicing that science. There are people who are learning that science. There are places where you can learn those sciences. There are places where you can learn to fly in the human body. There are places where you can learn to become invisible and again become visible. There are places where you can learn to enter in one river at one point and come out in another river, another point. Naga Babas, what they are doing? They get down in Ganga River in Himalayas and they come out in Allahabad, Trivandi Sangam. Has ever anybody seen them travelling by train, bus, road, motorcycle, cycle, bail gadi? Kabhi dekha hai? They are only there in Kumbh Mela and only there in where they live in Himalayas. They are never seen in between the places. You'll see them in Nasik again. You'll see them in Ujjain again. You'll see them in Triveni again. And they will be not there again after that time. They enter water at opportune time and nobody is there. and they'll go back to the place where they are supposed to be. That is called Siddhi. There are people who can appear to be dead for 30 minutes, no heart, no pulse, no ECG, nothing. And after some time they will get up, walk and go. These are all mystic powers. It's very tempting, you know. Even hearing is so tempting. Wow, if I can do that, it's so nice. Many people will start queuing at my house at the door, you know. I don't want to do anything. All money, all requirement will come at home. And many people are very fond of, even if you're highly educated, somebody is like that, you forget your education intelligence, you go to that person. What is my future? Tell me, please, like that. Such people will go to Siddha Loka. Bhagavan Krishna is very liberal. What is the meaning of being liberal? Whatever you want, sir, one mall is available for you. Whatever you want electronics, Chroma is available for you. You want food, it is available for you. Wherever you have desire, is provided for you. So, yahan par so much of hard work you have to do to learn something like this, mystic, you know. So much of virakti, so much of family, you have to give a family, go to Himalayas and work hard so much for so many years, then you will get maybe one mystic power. But Siddha Loka, you take birth, and by birth, you have all mystic powers by birth only. Like on earth, there is one animal called monkey. To get a gold medal in gymnastics, we work so hard. That fellow is working for maybe so many years, right from age 3. His parents are not let him enjoy, only gymnastics. And then Nadia Comaneci, you know, in my childhood was one 10 on 10 gymnast gold medalist. Nobody could match her today, till today also. After so much of hard labor, and today if you meet her, can she do one activity what she did that time? No. But see Mr. Monkey, when he's born gold medalist. When if monkeys are invited in gymnastic Olympics, all human beings should be going in spectators only. And monkeys only will be having all the medals with them. Why you have to become so working hard? By birth only you are gold medalist gymnast. Why you have to swim so fast and practice and practice and practice? In fish life, all time in water only you can swim as your own desired speed. So there is one Siddha Loka where you will have all the mystic powers by birth only. It is said that in that planet, everybody including small children walk on sun rays and visit sun and come back. It's like a staircase, you know, you walk on the sun ray. So beautiful. I mean, the concept also is so poetic, you know. It sounds, I should write one poetry on this. Wow. Walking on the sun ray, going to sun planet. So all those who are working hard here will end up over there. But my dear friends, when your quota, your stock, the fuel that takes you there is over, you have to come back here again. Wherever you go, there is no permanent life. There is Janaloka, Tapaloka, Siddhaloka, there is many Janaloka, Tapaloka, very till Brahmaloka, Satyaloka. Every loka has got higher and higher and higher happiness. In one planet you get a lot of physical happiness, which is very superior. Then next planet, no physical, only mental happiness. Only subtle happiness, only intellectual happiness. The scientists don't have life like you, they don't enjoy body like we enjoy. They only enjoy their research and the findings only. They will go into the nucleus and then they go into the RNA and DNA in the nucleus and then they go into each nucleus and they will dwell in that nucleus for whole life. They will not be with you at all, not with the wife and husband, nothing. They are not connected only. They don't know what they are wearing, what their hairstyle is. We are so much concerned about our hairstyle, you know. And scientists are simply living on the level of mind. Is that right? So there are planets where people live on the only mind level only, intellectual level only. There is some tapaloka where only tapasya is performed and there is so much happiness. They are not aware of their body only, what body they have. They only enjoy tapasya happiness, most subtle happiness. And they laugh at everybody else who is running after women and men and opposite sex and food. Say, what foolish people these are. They don't know what tapasya ananda is. Again, life in tapaloka is not permanent. Come back again. Everything requires a ticket. When the ticket is over, you come back here again. Again, life in Brahmaloka is not permanent. You will come back again here. Somebody amongst all of us will be qualified to become Brahma and rule the planet, and when time is over, again come back over here. इसलिए द जर्नी ऑफ सोल इज वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग. देन वन काइंड ऑफ जर्नी इज देयर, दोज पीपल हु आर फ्रस्ट्रेटेड इन लाइफ. आई जस्ट यस्टरडे हर्ड वन ऑफ माई क्लासमेट, यू नो, स्कूल मेट, और हस्बैंड जम्प फ्रॉम 30th फ्लोर एंड कमिटेड सुसाइड. आई वॉज सो सैड यस्टरडे टू हियर दैट. एंड देर आर मेनी पीपल, नॉट मेनी, देर मे बी मिलियंस. यू गो वेस्टवर्ड्स, देन इट विल बिकम बिलियंस. यू गो फर्दर वेस्टवर्ड्स, इट विल बिकम फर्दर मोर. एज यू गो वेस्ट डायरेक्शन, ऑल दिस फ्रस्ट्रेशंस एंड आर एंडिंग इन सुसाइड्स. एंड देर आर एक्सीडेंट्स. You don't know, you are going to Khandala, to Lonavala, suddenly on highway, your car gets somersault and you are out of the car, 12 feet in the sky, and then you dash on the ground and you are finished. Somebody died in such a way that one car was going on Pune Express Highway, and that car was in so much speed that it lost control and it crossed all the breadth of one side of the road and then hit at the in between and went in the sky 12 feet. And dived on the other side of the road and fell on the other side of the car, on the mouth only, and the husband wife sitting in that car also died, and he also died. And this all happened in lesser time than I took it to describe you. I took time to describe what's happening. But it is like, within you look here, then the car jumped and it just went down from the opposite side, coming very peacefully, straight in the glass and straight in the body of the people who are driving. So, accident. Then there's murder. People are getting murdered like anything. All these people, if their lifetimes are not over, for example, if their lifespan is not over, but their somehow karmic complications are such that they get murdered or they commit suicide or whatever, they all become ghosts. Anybody has an idea what is a ghost? Only fearful concept it is. Beyond that, nobody knows. But actually, it's not a very fearful concept. You are a soul with gross body and subtle body, both. That's why I see you as different people. A ghost is a person with only subtle body, mind, body, intelligence, no gross body. And still you exist, by the way. You don't cease to exist. We fail to see that person or perceive the person, but he continues to exist. So suppose you have in this body 70 years allocated by Lord. Aapka renting contract is 70 years. Why I say rent? No ownership, because you have to leave one day. No permanent ownership. So if your ownership is suppose 70 years and then you commit suicide at 50 years of age, then those 20 years you will not be awarded another gross body. You will remain like that only, without body. And that is called ghostly existence. And there are 11 types of ghostly existence, which are different kinds. Bhutas, pretas, pishachas, dakini, vetal, ending in Brahma Rakshas. It all exists, and the worst is Brahma Rakshas, and beginning is Bhuta. Bhuta, Preta, Yoni, Pishacha, Dakini, Vetal, all those things are there. Different kinds. Some are water, some are air body, you know, some are fire bodies, different kinds of bodies. And they exist till their lifespan in that body was supposed to be there, and then their further consideration will take place, okay, in that 50 years, what he imitated, accordingly he will become a dog or a cat or an elephant or a human being or a demigod or whatever. Even the judgment and the decision will take place after 20 years, not now. You are supposed to be in between hanging. So that's why wise men and women should never consider committing suicide. Because suicide does not solve your problem. It makes your problem million times more by not having the body and still forced to live. We think everything will end if I die. If only I die now, all the problems will be solved. But it's never true. If you die and make yourself die untimely by force and deny the body that God has given you, then you will not be given the body for next number of years it was supposed to be there for, and the sufferings will be multiplied millions of times. You will have thirst, but you will not have body to drink the water. You will have hunger, but you will not have body to eat the food and enjoy the food. And there are so many things I can go on. Every desire that you have now, you will be having, but you will not have the body to fulfill your desires. How much suffering will be? How much suffering? Cannot imagine. So wise man should not do that. And then comes spiritual life. What happens when we perform spiritual life? When we follow four regulative principles in the human body, we come on the human platform. It is not necessary that all human beings are on human platform. Please understand. All human beings are not on human platform. Only those human beings who follow four regulative principles of freedom, they are on human platform. And what are the four regulative principles? No meat eating, that means no hinsa, no vyabhichar, no illicit sex, no nasha, that is no intoxication and no gambling, no dhyuta karma. When four things we avoid, the four pillars of religion or sins, we rise up to human level of existence. And then bhakti begins. Please do not think that we eat meat and we have illicit sex, gambling, intoxication, and still we can do bhakti. No, it is illusion. Bhakti only begins to exist when we follow the four regulative principles. And then when we chant the name of the Lord, the holy name of the Lord, then our human life begins journey towards being a devotee of the Lord. The journey of devotion begins. And then when we have clear understanding that Lord is a person, is a lovable person, I want to love Him, I want to serve Him, I want to develop relations with Him, I want to become detached from this world, and we exactly follow to the path of perfection till the end. That means sadhana bhakti, raganuga bhakti, bhava bhakti and prema bhakti. When we reach to prema, the loving sentiment to the Lord, then we will enter Golok Vrindavan. And suppose somebody is very sinful. In our hospital we have a spiritual program called end of life care. And somebody is very sinful, but some good activities he must have done. So he comes to devotees hospital in the end. And because I have seen some cases like this, you know. One fully drunkard person, whole life was a drunkard, he came. And he happened to be the brother of one of my friend's husbands. So they brought him to our hospital with liver cirrhosis, and he was dying there in Bhaktivedanta hospital where Hare Krishna mantra is going on. The prasad is being served and spiritual care is being given. Jagannath is coming at your doorstep and giving darshan to you. And finally, I was a little out of town. I came back and immediately a lady who knew me came running to me. Prabhuji, Prabhuji, please, my husband's friend is dying here. Can you come and pray for him? So I was wondering why she's calling me to pray. But then I was thinking that, how he has come over here? Some good activity he must have done somewhere which has led him in this hospital, right? And full life he has drunk alcohol. So if there's something only, he will come here. So if this is Lord's desire, so I went and I prayed. And then he died. And then again she called me, Prabhuji, Prabhuji, he is now getting packed up and they are taking him. Can you come and do kirtan for him? So I did kirtan for him. And then I was thinking very deeply, how all this is happening? In that sinful life also he must have done some service to some devotee. Somewhere he must have done some sukruti, some devotee unknowingly must have helped. You know, there are many people, na? They are number one corrupt people in municipality and government. But sometimes they help somebody out of this. Like I want to buy a land in Barsana, and they don't allow you to register your land unless you give 1% of the land cost to them as a bribe. Whoever you are, they don't care. Wherever you come to them to Chhata Tehsil, you have to pay money. But when we went, we explained to them, we are doing free charity over here. Brijbasis, we are operating free of charge. We do kirtan, we have satsang, and Ramesh Baba comes there. So he said, okay, for you, no charges. So we bought our land with no bribe to anybody there. Because everybody from top to bottom, they have their share in the bribe. We didn't pay anybody. We signed royally. We gave them prasadam and talked to them, chatted with them, and we came back. So I say somewhere they must have helped some good cause. That must have led him over there. And then I was there to do kirtan. If such people, by some dint of some good activity somewhere, if they get tulsi on their mouth and drop of gangajal on their mouth, then even if they are supposed to go to hell, the door of hell will be closed for them. All whatever is accounted for them to make them eligible to go to hell, they'll be all deleted by the power of one tulsi leaf and one drop of gangajal. That is why we do spiritual care in Bhaktivedanta. So you may say we are interfering with the Lord's plan. No, Lord has made His plan to bring that patient over to us. No. So we are doing our duty. Whoever comes to our doorstep to die, then we are there to giving death care, spiritual care at death. And he will receive gangajal and tulsi Then we will send one stalk of tulsi with leaves on his chest and their body is burnt. That will make sure that he will not enter hell. All will be deleted. So this is how the journey of soul takes place. And if anybody in life, suppose most sinful life that you see obviously, but if he has once taken the name of the Lord by mistake, and if he has once taken prasadam of the Lord by mistake, they say you eat rice and dal and you eat anything what you like, but that happened to be prasad of the Lord, and you ate that samosa or that vada or that pizza or that XYZ lasagna in Juhu temple in ISKCON. Who knows, you know, every type of prasad is available in ISKCON. And you like it very much and you go with papa there and have a party there and then afterwards lead a whole sinful life. That prasad eaten once, that name taken once or name heard once will assure you of human birth. So that soul, even after leading a sinful life in human body and deserving to be suffering, will still get a human birth. Will get a very lowly and suffering human birth, but human birth which is helping you to practice, to go back to Krishna, is available to you. Bhoga Sharir and Yatana Sharir, both don't allow you to perform bhakti and go back to Godhead. Anyway, they perform bhakti, they have to come to perfect their remaining life on earth only. Please understand, demigod life is not a one-way ticket to Golok Vrindavan. Even Indra has to come back on earth, perform his remaining required activities, and then from here only take off, if he is qualified to go to Golok Vrindavan. So this life on earth is most precious and valuable. You all and myself are very, very fortunate because we have achieved the human life on earthly planet. All the people in Kali Yuga are worshipped by sages of all the ages. Sabhi yugon ke sant Kali Yuga ke jeevon ki puja karte hain aur Kali Yuga ki bhi puja karte hain. Because they know that in lesser, shorter period of time, all the living entities here can perfect their life and go back to Godhead. Straight, no halts in between. हाँ वो होता है ना दुरंतो एक्सप्रेस, वो कैसा होता है, बॉम्बे में बैठना है या कलकत्ता में उतरना है, नो हॉल्ट इन बिटवीन, ऑल फूड ड्रिंक एवरीथिंग इज आउट देयर. दुरंतो एक्सप्रेस इज मेंट फॉर दैट ओनली, स्ट्रेट बिगिनिंग स्टेशन टू लास्ट स्टेशन. सो अर्थ इज हैविंग दैट फैसिलिटी ऑफ दैट बुलेट ट्रेन विच बिगिन्स एंड एंड्स द लास्ट स्टेशन. सो एवरीबडी इन ऑल द अदर प्लैनेट्स ट्राइंग टू गो टू गॉड हैव टू कम हियर एंड टेक दियर फाइनल ट्रेन फ्रॉम हियर. द फैसिलिटी इज अवेलेबल फॉर हियर. All the demigods are standing in queue to take birth in a devotee family in Kali Yuga, because they know by taking birth in a Vaishnava devotee family on earth, one is sure to get back to Golok Vrindavan. We are hankering to become demigod and go to demigod country. We perform karma kanda here to go back to the heavenly planets to enjoy, and demigods are coming, trying to come down here and take life in your family. Like we are trying to go back, go to America from here, and Americans want to come to India and learn yoga. This is called tragedy. Tragedy ka definition kya hai? This is called tragedy. Then you want to become like them, they want to become like you. When they come here, they say, wow, how lucky you are. And when you go there, you see how lucky you are. But who is really lucky? Who has love for the Lord. His soul will travel to the Lord. And rest, all things are illusory. The happiness, the perfection and the materials, facilities and the Aishwarya and all that aristocracy that you have, education, beautiful white body and blonde eyes and light eye, blonde hair and light eyes, all those things are very illusory, because in time, in the course of time, everything finishes. Nothing remains as attractive as you thought it was. It's all illusion. It's all source of misery. And Bhagavad Gita tells all of us that Adhyantu vantu kaunteya nateshu ramate buddha. Intelligent people never take interest in that thing which has a beginning and end. Jiski shuruaat hoti hai aur jiska ant hota hai, usme buddhiman jeev dil nahi lagate. Think about it. Don't entangle yourself in those things which have a beginning and end. In those things you do your duties. In that field, duty is all right. Dil lagana not all right. If you then those things you attach your heart, gone. That's why it is said, all those adhyantu vantu jo kathaye hain, usme dimag lagaiye, aur dil bhagwan ko lagaiye. Hum log kya karte hain? Dil wahan lagate hain aur bhagwan ko dimag lagate hain. Aisa kaisa? Where is he? I cannot see him. How do I believe in him?
तो जहाँ पर दिल लगाना चाहिए वहाँ पर दिमाग लगाते हैं, जहाँ पर दिमाग लगाना चाहिए वहाँ दिल लगा देते हैं, फंस जाते हैं फिर. सो इफ यू वॉन्ट योर सोल टू ट्रैवल इन द प्रॉपर डिरेक्शन, प्लीज बिकम डिवोटी ऑफ द लॉर्ड. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे. सो आई थिंक वी ऑलरेडी क्रॉस द टाइम, बट इफ यू हैव सम क्वेश्चंस आई कैन टेक. There is a question, yes. Bhutnath. Nami Bhutnath hai unka. Prabhuji, he is very, very kind. Lord Shiva is extremely kind entity. I remember some people always commit suicide and do all nonsense and end their life in untimely and all. And then they start suffering. Somebody has to be kind and merciful na, to them. So Lord Shiva shelters all of them. He gives care to all of them, and then he gives them association, he gives them counsel, and he pacifies them also. And also, my dear friends, all those who are married and about to get married, please be careful. Also, at twilight time, when it is not day and not night, what is that time? Sun has set already, night has not yet commenced. It's in between time when there is still light, decreasing light progressively, and increasing darkness. That's called twilight calm, Sandhikala. At that time, Lord Shiva is moving with all these Bhutan Pretas. And all those people who have sex at that time, these souls enter in their womb as their next child. So all the learned men and women who are married are now supposed to unite at twilight time. That will only invite ghostly beings coming to your womb. Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha were conceived at that time. Kashyap Muni told Diti, please don't force me, this is not the right time. But she was so agitated with sex desire, she pulled him. And as soon as that happened, as soon as they were conceived in the womb itself, there were earthquakes and tornadoes and horrible inauspicious omen in the world. So Lord Shiva shelters them and moves around to give them some body, because they don't have body na, they are without body. So dekhte hain kidhar bhi kuch mauka mil raha hai us time pe, to unko body prapt kara dete hain. So we have to be careful. If you want to beget Vaishnavas, then there is a time for that, 9 to 12, second prahara of the night, after chanting 50 rounds and following four principles and giving the blessings of the Vaishnavas and Guru, we get purified and come to perform that activity, and then Vaishnava souls are attracted to that. Another journey of the soul. Something is remaining, for example. Srimatam, Suchinam, Srimatam, Dehe, Yogo, Brashta, Vijayate. Those people who are incomplete in their perfection, something is remaining. Then they die and they come back in the family of Vaishnavas to perfect their remaining duties and then go back to Godhead. They may come in crippled form, they may come in some form of birth only, as 10 years of age, they will leave home and take sannyas, something like that they will do. Just to complete their little time, they will come and remaining duty they will finish and go back to Godhead. That also is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. All kinds of journeys of soul are explained in scriptures. Any other question anybody has? Yes. Not necessary all of them, but karmically who are not supposed to die that time. And the laws of karma and the conditions of karma is very complicated. Nobody can swear and say I understand it. Even Sri Krishna tells no living entity should try to understand karmic complications. So who am I to make a statement? But those who die in accident, whose lifetime is not yet over, accidentally they die, they become ghosts. But our His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj died in a car crash to the tree. On the spot he must have gone back to Godhead, because he perfected his life before only. So for them, car crash with the tree is a nimitta to go back to Godhead. But if I die with car crash tomorrow, I may not go back to Godhead. Because he has perfected his life before only, he was in God complete consciousness. So whichever way he dies, whether accident, whether heart attack, whether whatever happens, he will go back to Godhead. But those who are not fit in that category and they come across accident, they may become ghostly.
I have one more question.
desires, yeah. There's only fruits of your previous actions you perform. There are also karmas there.
So you don't get the benefits of those karmas, and do you ascend from that one loka to the higher up?
There is no ascent from those, any of the lokas. Except Brahma loka, there is slight chance by the mercy of Brahma. One can ascend to Golok from there only. But the happiness, subtle happiness in Brahma loka is so subtle and so deep that if you don't get proper association, one may again come down from there. That's why Narad Muni is called Deva Rishi. Narad Muni travels all over these heavenly planets and keeps preaching all the demigods, please don't entangle in Apsaras so much. That's not the end of life. He also preaching Bhagavatam over there. That's called his Deva Rishi. He has got a celestial body and he is Rishi amongst the demigods. He's traveling all over preaching Indra. You have seen now, he is meeting Indra, he is meeting him, everybody. He is guiding everybody and giving counsel at in between sometimes. So he is like preacher in that aristocratic family of demigods, trying to wake them up. Nandanvan is not the end, Apsara is not the end, Urvashi is not the end of life. You have to attend Krishna. And the life in demigods is so intoxicating that Durvasa Muni comes with Mahavishnu's Mahagarland and gives to Indra. And Indra is so engrossed in watching the dance of Apsaras that he just gives that Mahaprasadi garland to his elephant, and elephant crushes to his under his feet. And that is why Indra becomes a beggar after some time. It's a dangerous life, Ayo. So don't try to become demigod. It's a very dangerous, uncontrolled life. And we don't want to get into that complication. Just become simple human being, worship the Lord here, become sincere, unmotivated, and go back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.